see what the Lord has for us. It's been a beautiful spirit in the house today. I'm telling you, just a peaceful spirit. And the presence of God is here. And every song and testimony. Jennifer, thank you for sharing. And then Brother North, thank you for your word at the beginning. God is so good. All right, here we go. Isaiah chapter 46, verses 3 and 4. And we welcome all of you today. And those watching online, maybe at a later time, we welcome you today. Isaiah 46, beginning with verse 3. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he, and even to gray hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. Title of my message this morning is Carried by God. Carried by God. So, what is it that we have just read? The Lord, through the prophet Isaiah, is telling us that from the day we are born until we are old and gray, and some of us are there now, He will carry us. Did you know we can never get to an age where we don't need to be carried by God, Sister Sunny? We can never get to a position in life that we don't need God to carry us, Brandon. We can never get to a point where we're so anointed that we don't need to be carried by God. Even when everything seems to be going well for us, we still need to be carried by God. So to understand and fully appreciate what it means when God says, I will carry you. As an example, let's just look at what happens when a child is carried. We may not all be parents, yet most of us, if not all of us, have at some point picked up and carried a child or seen a child being carried. We carry children for different reasons. We also carry children in different ways. The most common reason why we carry children is, of course, to comfort them. And when a little child is hungry and the child cries, we know that. And when the child is uncomfortable because maybe their pamper is wet, the child cries. When a child is in pain, maybe because they've hit their arm, or we know the child cries. And it's in those times when we carry the child. We're trying to comfort them to ease the child's pain. And as simple as this sounds, this morning, as you're hearing this word and as it is going forth this morning, listen closely. The Spirit of the Lord can and will comfort you, and you can leave here today with any burden you may have come in here with lifted off of your shoulder, knowing that everything is going to be all right. And we thank you also for what you shared today. Now, there's another reason why we carry little children. At that tender age, before a child can walk, the child needs someone to carry them and move them from place to place. In the same way, let's understand then that God Almighty, if you will allow Him to pick you up, He will move you from where you are right now to where you are to be. He'll move you from the level that you're on, guess what, to a much higher level. Another reason why we carry children, of course, is for bonding. It's to develop a close relationship with that child. Sometimes when a mother carries her child, it isn't because the child is in pain and needs to be comforted. It isn't because she wants to take her child anywhere or move her child around. Sometimes a mother carries her child simply because she wants to feel close to her child. She wants to have a close relationship with her child. She wants to bond with her child. And in the very same way, our Heavenly Father, listen now, will carry us because He loves us and desires for us to draw near to Him. Another reason that we carry children is just for fun, to play with them. Many of us have done this before or have seen someone do this. I've seen Brandon do it with his children. You take a little child and you throw the child in the air and then you catch that child. And the first time may be a little frightening, but then they come to love it and they look forward to it. Why? Because it's a fun time. Can I tell you the same way? God will carry you and you will have, Sister Linda, a reason to laugh. Amen. God will carry you and something exciting will happen, Brother Tony, in your life. If you will take Him at His word and take this as your word today, then His word to you is, I will carry you and I will bear you up. Listen, just take God at His word and you're going to be comforted. You can't help but be comforted. You will move to a higher level. Your relationship with Him will be deepened and He'll put laughter in your mouth. Did you know some folks just need to laugh? They just need to laugh. Amen. And just like a mother carries her child in different ways, the same applies to our God. A mother can cuddle her child. She may rock her child. And as a mother travels, there are some who carry their child on their back. Did you know that God also has different ways then of carrying us? Here in Exodus chapter 19, verses 3 and 4. Listen to what the story says here. It says, then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, this is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Listen now, when you have been going through a very difficult and trying time, when you have been on a particular level for what seems a very long time, or when God wants to do a new thing in your life, as He did for the children of Israel, He will carry you on eagle's wings. Exodus chapter 19 tells us of how after many years of hardship and oppression, God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt by carrying them on eagle's wings. Now, when we read about being carried out on eagle's wings, we know that that is a metaphor that is being used here to help us understand God's character and His nature toward His people. And eagle's wings are very strong, but they also speak of careful protection. It is said that an eagle does not carry her young in her claws like other birds. The young eagles themselves, they attach themselves to the back of the mother eagle and are protected then as they are carried. And if there's any arrow that might come from a hunter's bow, then it must pass then through the mother eagle before it could even touch that young eagle on her back. Exodus 19 and verse 4 again says, "And brought you to myself." So God didn't just carry them out. He didn't just deliver Israel so they could live apart from God, but it was so that they could be His very own people. He says, "I brought you to myself." I want us to see then that there are four significant things that happen in a person's life when God carries one on eagle's wings. And these four things, listen now, can and will happen in your life if you will just allow them to be done. Here's number one. You overcome weariness. You overcome weariness. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, it says that they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength, and they will soar with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Another translation says, "Those who trust in the Lord will soar on wings like eagles and not grow weary."
Amen.
The weariness mentioned here is much more than a physical weariness. It's not like a tiredness because you've had a busy week, for instance. Here's what David wrote in Psalm 69 in verse 3. "I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait on God." Here David is describing it as a situation where you're weary of crying. You've been calling out to God for some time now about a particular need or issue in your life, but nothing seems to have changed. You have fasted about the issue, submitted prayer requests on the issue, probably talked to other believers about the issue, and yet nothing has happened. And so like David, guess what? We become worn out from calling for help and from hoping for change. And now you find yourself questioning God. "Lord, how long am I going to have to pray about this matter? How long is this problem then going to linger in my life? How long before I see any change come to my life?" Well, I have good news for you. God says, "I will carry you." God will carry you on eagle's wings, and that long-standing problem in your life or in your family that has made you so weary is going to be solved. Your prayer need, your test, will become a testimony. Psalm 103 and verse 5. Speaking of the Lord, the psalmist writes, "Who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." When God carries you on eagle's wings, you're satisfied with good things. Meaning not only are your needs met, but your desires will be met. Your prayers will be answered. And your youth then is renewed like that of an eagle. It doesn't matter how long you have been in that situation or how long you've been praying for that problem, about that problem. What matters is for you to know that God is caring, that as God is caring others, He will not pass you by. How awesome is that to know? So number one, you will overcome weariness. Number two, the second significant thing that will happen when you are carried by God is that you will have, Brother Brandon, a clear vision. Job 39, verses 27 through 29. Listen to what it says. Doth the eagle mount up thy command? Mount up at thy command and make her nest on high. She dwelleth and abideth on the rock, upon the crag of the rock and the strong place. From thence she seeth the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. So we find out something here about the eagle. We find the eagle has clear vision. The eagle can see things far away. The eagle sees things that other birds cannot see. It is said then that an eagle can spot an animal the size of a rabbit some 3 miles away. A person then, listen, with clear vision, watch this now, can discern and detect and perceive and notice and pick out and make out what other people cannot do. Mark chapter 8 gives us the story here of Jesus touching the blind man from Bethsaida. Jesus spit on the man's eyes and then touched him and asked if he could see. And his first response was, he saw men as trees walking. Jesus touched him again, restoring then his sight to be able to see every man clearly. And this one story helps us to understand what it means to have clear vision. For many of us, we are like or have been like this man in this scripture. At a stage in our lives, we were spiritually blind. But Jesus, thank you, Lord, Jesus touched us. Can you say amen? Jesus came into our lives and we started seeing. We are not blind anymore spiritually. We can see people and we can see things, but like that man in the Bible, perhaps we cannot see clearly. We cannot clearly make out or detect or perceive or really discern what we are seeing. And it's at that point in this man's life when he could see people, but they look like trees. Understand with me, he could easily at that point be deceived. And in the same way, when we cannot see clearly, when our spiritual eyes maybe are not fully open, guess what? We can easily then be deceived. But now, if you look through the Bible, you will see that it was very hard for the devil or anyone else to deceive those who had clear vision, whose spiritual eyes were wide open. For example, when Jesus was born and the wise men came to see him, King Herod told them that when they found the baby, that they should come back and tell him so that he too could go and worship the child. But because God opened the spiritual eyes of the wise men, they had a clear vision and they could see Herod for who he really was and what he really was up to. his intentions were to kill the baby Jesus. So they did not return and give him the information that he was after. How about for each of us? Can we look back in our lives and maybe see the vital information about ourselves or our families or our careers, our finances, our ministry, and see where we may have given it to the wrong people as a result of the lack of clear vision. Listen now, when we don't have clear vision, apart from being easily deceived, we can mistake traps for opportunities. Right. Do you understand what I'm saying? I really hope you're hearing me this morning. You can set a trap for other birds, and they fall into it because all they see is food, something looking nice and thinking that it is a good opportunity for a nice meal. They mistake traps then for opportunities. But let's understand, this doesn't happen when an eagle, because he can see what other birds cannot see. How many traps have we fallen for thinking it was a good opportunity, all because at that moment we did not have clear vision? But God, would you say, but God? Listen, God wants us to bring an end to all of that kind of stuff in our lives. Amen? He doesn't want us to have to go through that kind of stuff. This is why he has chosen to carry us on eagle's wings. I could almost do a runabout right now. I'll leave that to Brother Gary, okay? This is why he has chosen to carry us on eagle's wings, so that we don't keep making the same mistakes over and over, Brandon. And so we will have a clear vision and be able to discern and be able to perceive and be able to detect and make out what he's showing us. So number one, we will overcome weariness. Number two, we're going to have a clear vision. And here, the third significant thing of what being carried by God does for us is that we will have a wonderful experience and an amazing testimony. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 18 and 19. We find the writer mentioning some things in this life that are so amazing and they're so wonderful that you can't even explain them. One of those things, it says, is the way of an eagle in the sky. When you watch an eagle in the sky, you will find that this bird really is unique. There is something amazing about the eagle. He's so different from all of the birds. And so as God carries you on eagle's wings, something wonderful, something amazing, something unique, something new happens in your life. And one of the amazing things about the eagle, which different passages in the Bible mention, is the speed of the eagle when he flies. You have to understand the eagle is a very fast bird. And so it is when God carries us on eagle's wings. Listen, the amazing thing that will happen to us, the wonderful thing that will take place in our lives, is that we will receive ourselves divine speed, meaning you will have accelerated progress. this means, for an example, if you are a student and God carries you on eagle's wings, suddenly you'll find your level of understanding and assimilation and retention all of a sudden will be multiplied. If you're a single person and you're carried on eagle's wings, listen now, God can and will, if you so desire, at the right time, quickly and suddenly, bring the right person into your life. How awesome is that? If you're a man or a woman in business, it means within the shortest possible time, you can and will sell your products. For those buying or selling then, maybe homes or looking for a place to rent, here we go. God can and will suddenly accelerate the process to fall into place at just the right time that it needs to happen. Brandon and Amber are walking testimonies of that happening. And it will leave you in such a place of peace, knowing it was all God that made it happen. I'm telling you now, I'm expecting some more suddenlies for New Life Ministries family. So by allowing God then to carry you, you'll find yourself overcoming weariness, seeing with a clear vision, experiencing some amazing things in God, leaving you with a powerful testimony. Here's the fourth and final thing that God will do for you as He carries you on eagle's wings, and that is that He will hide you in the rock. He will hide you in the rock. Again, we read Job 39, 27 and 28. We see that the dwelling place of the eagle is on a rock. The rock is the eagle's stronghold, the eagle's shelter, and it's his hiding place. Which rock then is God going to hide you in as He carries you on eagle's wings? He will hide you in the rock of ages, the rock that can never fail. And how many know that rock is Jesus? When you are hidden in this rock, even if everything around you is falling, everything around you is collapsing and giving way, you will remain standing. The Rock of Ages, listen, is a rock that if you will hide your marriage, your family, your business career, even your ministry in it. Listen to me now. It will not fail. It will not collapse because unlike other ground, which is sinking sand, this rock never, never, never gives away. When you are hidden in this rock, no evil arrow, no plan, no gathering or meeting against your life will succeed or prevail. Amen. Let me close with this. Allow God then to carry you. Don't resist God. Resist the devil. And guess what? The Word says he will flee. That's right. We use the example of having an open door. If you close that door, he ain't coming in. Guess what? He's going to come. He's going to come into your life like we've mentioned already before. He's going to look for every open door. Do not give the devil an open door into your life. Examine your life. Make sure every door is closed. Allow God then to do what He wants to do in your life. Allow Him to carry you on eagle's wings so that, like the eagle, you will find shelter, security, and protection in Christ Jesus, the Rock of Ages. And if you allow Him then to do in your life what He desires to do, then you get ready to be carried. I said, you get ready to be carried. And get ready then to be visited by Almighty God in a truly awesome way. Let me leave you with these verses from Psalm 105. And Sister Nora sent this out this week to the music group, but I had already had it before the email, so she more or less just confirmed everything for me. Here's what it said: Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits, who forgives all of our iniquities, who heals all our diseases. I don't see it here saying some of our diseases. Once a year disease. No, all our diseases. That includes infirmities. That includes viruses and germs, everything. Who redeems my life from destruction. Who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies. And who satisfies my mouth, talking about my life, with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Let's all stand together today. I can't speak for you this morning, but I'm saying, come on, Lord, do what you want to do in my life. Would you just say that for yourself? Can you point to yourself? Come on, Lord, do what you want to do in my life, and don't hold back. Say that again, and don't hold back. Just show me what I need to do. And I promise you, you won't go wrong. God will do. Father, I thank you today. I thank you for this body of people. I thank you that you have gathered eagles together in this house. And we are destined for great and mighty things. And we know the enemy wants to stop us at every turn. He wants to distract us. He wants to trick us. But Father, I thank you today that as you carry us, you give us clear vision for our lives, that we can detect and perceive as we need to on a daily, if not hourly, moment by moment basis in our lives. So Lord, I ask you again today, renew our hearts, change us, mold us, make us what you want us to be, because Lord, I want to be a walking testimony for you that you carry us on your back, on eagle's wings. I thank you today. I praise you today. I speak blessings over this body. I speak strength over this body of people. Lord, and I thank you for what you're going to do this very week. We thank you now for Saturday, God, for what you're going to do at this outreach. I thank you for lives being touched and changed. I thank you for miracles to take place. And we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.